Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 this is Brother Jewel. You got me in the place to be. Want to let everybody know that it's all about Jesus, this kingdom business. This is the way to go. This is the way, the truth, the life. There's no other way but through Jesus himself. For he said he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And the life that we live now is according to the word of God. Hey, how you doing out there? My name is Jewel Lau. I am the motivational speaker. I am the uplifting speaker. I am the inspirational speaker. That's right, I'm not just a motivational speaker, but I speak in any kind of way that God will use me to do so, whether it's to bring empowerment, whether it's to bring you to a place of power, whether it's to bring you to a place of solitude, whether it's to bring you to a place of peace. However God uses me, I am open and always willing to be used by Almighty God. Praise the Lord. How's everybody doing out there? This is just the beginning, part two. You know, right now we're just going through a phase of getting things together, getting things situated and straightened out so that God can be glorified through this television and radio broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. So I don't despise small beginnings. So you got to start somewhere. So why not start right now? Why wait until a time where you think everything is perfect? If you're sitting around waiting for a time where everything is perfect, you're going to be waiting forever because there ain't going to never be a time for everything to be perfect. You got to go out there, right? Whatever you got right now, just take it out there and just go. Go and make it happen. Go and make it happen. And you know who makes it happen? God makes it happen. When you just totally trust and rely on the Lord, he's the one that makes all things happen. He's the one that makes all things possible. For if we go out there and try to do everything in our own will, in our own power, in our own way, it may not happen. Or it could happen to the point where you think you got it all. You think you got everything that you need. You think you got everything. But you know what, though? If you're out there doing stuff and you don't have God, then you really don't have nothing. It's Christ or nothing. I mean, yeah, let's be real. You can get the money, right? You can get the positions. You can get the power. You can have this and you can have that. But in the end result of the whole matter of everything, in the end, once you die this natural physical death, end result, without Jesus, that's it, my friend. That's it, my sister. That's it, my brother. It is nothing else. You think you went through some times in this earth where you was in some kind of pain or some kind of torture or some kind of mishap or some kind of bad situation. You think you was in something that was really bad? Let me tell you what really bad is. Really bad is being tortured for all eternity. You know how long eternity is? Forever. Ongoing. Never stopping. Never dying down. Never letting up. Relentless pain. Torture. Torment. That's what the lake of fire is as. It's described as torment. Torture is the word that came from torment. You're being tormented for the rest of your existence, which is forever, a forever torture. You ever had a bad toothache before? I have. Unfortunately, I didn't take good care of my teeth. Therefore, as a result of not taking good care of my teeth, I had developed some cavities. And these cavities, when they are triggered by something, it brings forth a pain, a throbbing pain, an ongoing, throbbing, relentless pain in your mouth. You know, if it was like a throbbing like on my foot or something or on my arm or something, it wouldn't be as bad, but it's in your mouth. You know, it's by your gum area just throbbing. You could take pain medication. And it might go away. It might not. It might just let up a little bit with this pain medication. You know, but still just throbbing. And now you got to eat like that. You know, you're hungry, you got to eat, you got to feed yourself. But meanwhile, your gum is just throbbing, just this pain, just, ah. Well, the lake of fire, a.k.a. hell, is worse than that. I mean, to me, that is some serious pain. This throbbing, this toothache, this gum ache, whatever you want to call it, this cavity ache, this hurt in my mouth from the nerve, from the root of the whole matter, this thing that just throbbing in my mouth hurts. I don't like it. I do not wish that kind of pain on anyone. It is horrible. Matter of fact, it is horrible. Let's change it from bowl to bow because it's just, it's worse than horrible. It's horrible. So I just really dislike it that much. Now, this is just an ongoing pain. Like, you want to go to the dentist, you know. It's like, yeah, I should have went to the dentist a long time ago. I should have got routine checks and cleans. I should have brushed my teeth twice a day and after meals and all this other stuff. I should have flossed more. I should have used Listerine more and all these other things. Maybe a better toothpaste. Maybe I shouldn't have been buying the toothpaste that costs a dollar. Maybe that's why that toothpaste costs a dollar, because it really don't do nothing, you know. But, hey, you got to have toothpaste. You got to brush your teeth. This one's a dollar. This one's $3. Let me take the one for a dollar. Maybe that was a bad decision. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe that didn't have anything to do with it. Maybe it's just the whole scope of the matter. Maybe I should have used scope. Maybe I should have used that instead of the Listerine. But who knows what the cause of it is. The matter of the fact of it is what it is right now. Okay, so, yeah, I can dwell on all the I should have did this, I should have did that, or what if I did this, or what if I did that, but that's not going to change nothing. That's not going to rearrange nothing. I need to know, what do I need to do right now to get myself out of the situation that I am in right now? What should I do? Well, this is what I did. I stopped eating the things that triggered the pain to come up. Therefore, I wouldn't have to be in this torment no more. Now, the things that triggers the pain is eating like sweets and cakes and candies and things like that, that would eventually trigger this pain. I told myself, self, every time you eat these candies and sweets and things, it makes your, it triggers this pain to come about in your tooth that is unbearable, that you can't stand. And for some reason, though, you keep eating the sweets and you keep eating the candies because you think, well, maybe if I can eat it in such a way where, you know, it won't go down up in there and it won't cause the reaction. Or maybe, you know, that was in the past. Now I can eat it and it ain't going to happen. Like, you know, this time that was, you know, it used to happen to me, but it ain't going to happen no more. You know, I tried all that. I fought all that. That don't work. So the only solution is to stop doing the very thing or using the very thing that is causing the very problem. So I say, you know what? What's more important to me? Eating these sweets and candies and goodies and things like that, or not having to deal with this pain, with this torture, with this torment? So I decided, as much as I really enjoy Reese's peanut butter cups, those sweet sugar cookies, just all kinds of cookies, really. You know, certain ones I didn't like, you know, sugar cookies, peanut butter cookies, those were great. Cakes, chocolate cake, vanilla cake, cupcake, give me the buttercream icing on the cake, you know. Yes, that was fantastic. Banana Twins, these different kind of chocolate cakes, and, you know, the snack cakes that come in the boxes and the packages, you know, cupcakes, I probably said that already, but you know what I'm saying. Those things I really did enjoy. I still do enjoy them. If I was able to eat one right now, I would enjoy it. But currently right now, I still have this tooth that has this cavity, whereas if I was to eat these things, it could trigger this pain to come about in my mouth, this throbbing pain, continuous, relentless pain that I do not want to go through. So I decided I'm going to discipline myself and I'm going to stop eating these things that I really do enjoy, because I do not want to spend the rest of my life in this torture, in this torment, in this pain. And my friends, I use that to reference the lake of fire. For if I continue to live in sin and do the things that I want to do that brings me great fulfillment and pleasure, I'm taking a big chance of maybe dying in this sin without the forgiveness of the Father from God, without having Jesus living on the inside of my heart. I could be taking a great chance of not being in Christ and being disconnected from the Father God. And if I die in that state, I'm taking a big chance of not going to be with God, the Father in heaven, for all eternity, forever. And if I do that, my friends, then I will be experiencing the rest of my existence, the rest of my eternity, the rest of my eternal life, which is forever, in the lake of fire, in hell. And do I want to do that? Do I want to put myself through that torture, through that pain, through that torment for the rest of my existence? And let me tell you, my friends, let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, let me tell you that that pain from being disconnected from the Father, for being in everlasting torment, for being in everlasting fire, for being in there, that pain is far more worse than I can even imagine, far more worse than this little toothache, far more worse than any kind of pain you ever can endure in the earth. So is it worth it? Is it worth it to live a life disconnected from Jesus? Is it worth it to live a sinful life? Is it worth it to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season? I say no, it is not worth it. So therefore I choose life, which is Jesus Christ. To receive him, all you have to do is believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you shall be saved. Amen.